Welcome to another segment of our 2-Minute Drill Combine Coverage Recap. I'm Olivia Landis. This past weekend, some of the top quarterback prospects worked out for NFL scouts. Before an impressive on-field performance, Wyoming's Josh Allen stressed reporters how he finishes his NFL career will be far more important than where he starts it.
I think I'm the biggest guy here. I'm way the most. I'm not particularly proud of that, but no, I mean the things you see on the field, the arm strength, the mobility, and a thing that I pride myself on is my competitive nature. You know, I'm a type of guy who the only thing that I want to do is win, and I'm going to do whatever it takes to win. Getting drafted is only the start of your NFL career, and that has no impact on how you finish it. It's going to be determined on how hard you work after you get drafted, and I intend to work extremely hard.
Louisville's Lamar Jackson cleared up the confusion and made a definitive statement about what position he'll play on the next level.
Whoever like me at quarterback, that's where I'm going. You know, that's strictly my position.
Do you think it's disrespectful that you won a Heisman Trophy, you know, your accomplishments, and this is even circulating everywhere?
Yeah, that's crazy. You know, I thought I did a good job at quarterback. I thought I did. You know, but hey, they say what they want to say. You know, they're going to build a story. I'm here now. I'm at the combine. I'm happy to be here. I just got to show off my ability.
Sam Darnold took a different approach and addressed what he's focused working on prior to the draft. The USC alum also noted why he believes he's prepared to play on a big stage like New York City.
The number one priority of a quarterback is to protect the football. And I'm aware of that, and I'm aware how much I turn the ball over and that it's not okay. I've been addressing it this offseason, and I've been working on, you know, keeping two hands in the pocket at all times. The only time I let go of the ball is to throw it, and that's something that I've really been working on. And also just, you know, keeping it tight whenever I tuck it and run. I think that helped me prepare, and also being in LA, being at USC has prepared me really well for the opportunity to go to a big stage like New York City.
Josh Rosen stayed true to himself by reiterating how important authenticity is. But the former UCLA Bruin also talked about his year one aspirations as a pro QB.
I think that you have to be yourself, you have to be authentic, and you have to show that you've learned and grown over the years. You have to own your mistakes. You know, a lot of questions I actually get from teams are basically like, what's your goal at the end of year one? What are you trying to accomplish? And I would say my answer to that is to have my coach completely satisfied with what I've done. Whatever he asks me to do, I'm going to do that to the best of my ability.
And last but not least, Oklahoma's Baker Mayfield lived up to his what you see is what you get mentality. It came as no surprise that Mayfield declared he was ready to be a franchise passer.
I love the game. I'm upfront and honest. I let them know exactly what I'm about, and I think that's the most important thing. What you see is what you get. I've always been brutally honest, and some people don't like that because it's rare nowadays, but that's, you know, I go into these meetings and I'm just myself, and so I want to get drafted to a team that knows exactly what they're getting. The biggest thing is showing that I'm ready from day one to be a franchise guy. I'm ready to help anybody out. I just want to play the game. To get a chance, it's all I've ever asked for. That's all I can ask for now. And I'm going to make the most of it once I get there.
Well, that's a wrap on our QB coverage at the Combine. For Jets 360, I'm Olivia Landis.